You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
1 week from today, President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration will take place, marking his second term as president. Between Election Day in November and now, much has occurred. Most recently, Trump was granted an unconditional discharge in his highly publicized hush money trial, avoiding penalty, jail time, or a fine, but he will still become the first president with a felony conviction. He's also become increasingly strong on claims that the USA will buy Greenland as a territory and aim to make Canada its 52nd state. Although the claims may seem outrageous, Trump is also demanding that Panama cede control of the Panama Canal back to the US. With such brazen claims and events, I spoke to Director of Global Studies at the University of Auckland, Chris Ogden, about what Trump's upcoming term may look like and what impact these events may have. Trump's inauguration is set to take place a week from now. Obviously, a lot has happened between him winning the election and him taking office. Most recently, he's avoided prison or fine in his hush money case sentencing, which has been talked about for a long time. But he'll still be the first president to take office with a felony conviction. Do you think this is going to have any impact on his presidency or his public standing even?
Not really. I think actually it'll embolden him. I think it'll make him think that he can do even more things. He can act in more unprecedented ways, particularly maybe even illegal ways. And as we've seen from the result of the election, I don't think it really means much for his supporters that he's a convicted felon.
To break down that case a little bit, why was it that he got away with a guilty charge but no sentencing, prison, fine, anything like that?
My suggestion would be that it's just an indication of him being the president. So I think there's uncertainty about what presidents can do, what they can't do, but also maybe it's an indication of a kind of capitulation from the legal system, that they recognise that perhaps he can be guilty, but he can't be imprisoned or jailed. And I think that kind of capitulation or that kind of balancing act is something that we'll keep seeing throughout his presidency.
And something else that's been in the media a lot the last week, couple of weeks or so, is a lot of talk from Trump about places like Greenland, the Panama Canal, and Canada wanting to take over these places as US territories, even buy them. How realistic are these claims, and why do you think that he's focusing on this so much before he takes office?
Yes, I think the claims are completely unrealistic. I don't think Greenland's going to sell itself or Canada's going to become the 52nd state. But I think it's just an indication of Trump's mindset. He thinks that anything's possible. He thinks everything can be a deal. He thinks everything can be negotiated. I think it's a sense of omnipotence. And again, that in the second term, he's much more prepared, his team's much more prepared, and they think that they can fundamentally change the world. Overall, though, I think it's unrealistic. I don't think it'll happen. But I think it's more indication of where his head's at, as it were.
How do you think these sort of claims speak to Trump's attitude to international relations as well? What sort of relationship do you think the US is going to have with Canada and its close neighbours during his presidency?
Well, I think the indication really is that Trump realises, first of all, that America is still a very strong entity internationally and that it wants to force others to bend to its will and force others to do what he wants. I think we should always remember he's got quite an authoritarian mindset, quite an autocratic, forceful, kind of bombastic mindset. So I think some sense of the US not wanting to be pushed around, but a willingness to push much smaller states and entities around as much as possible.
And as he gets set to take office next week, what key differences do you think we're going to see to the last time he took office?
So I think the biggest difference is that his team is much more professional, much more prepared. I think there will be a period of complete shock in American politics. So things such as the mass deportations, going after political opponents, going after the media, I think those things will happen almost instantly after the inauguration and on a really huge organized scale. And I think the last Trump presidency was kind of beholden to lots of kind of daily crises. And I think this time it will be turbocharged. I think it will be continual crisis, continual chaos, and continual upheaval.
Do you think any of these things have potential to have an impact here in New Zealand?
I think if the world's strongest country and the world's strongest country that's meant to be a leading democracy behaves in a highly authoritarian way, I think this legitimizes those kind of values internationally. And I think it would definitely influence lots of other countries to think less democratically, more divisively, more autocratically. It is possible that that can influence leaders in New Zealand, but I think New Zealand also comes from a different kind of set of political values. I think the biggest impact for New Zealand will be in terms of trade. So if Trump really does push through all these big tariffs, that means everything in the world will become more expensive, and that means things will become more expensive for New Zealanders.
What do you think the first actions we're going to see from Trump are going to be? Is it going to be around that mass deportation that you were touching on?
I think the first actions will be that, and then I think he'll also announce inquiries or commissions into all the Democrats, into Biden, into Biden's son, into Nancy Pelosi, into Schumer, all the people who've ever tried to stand against him or tried to oppose him or tried to criticise him. I think he'll actively go against all of them.
Is there anything that's looking positive for the USA that might be on his agenda?
The only positive thing I've heard about is that Trump is notoriously anti-war. So prospects, for example, of a US invasion of Iran, for example, maybe that is reduced during the Trump presidency. So in the last presidency, he was renowned for withdrawing troops from different parts of the world. In a way, that's a positive, but in a way, it could also incur greater uncertainty in the international system.
That was Director of Global Studies at the University of Auckland, Chris Ogden, on Donald Trump's incumbent inauguration.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.